Jackson was in receivership, and Straight Me Radio out of Savannah, Georgia, had a marketing and management agreement for 4 years, and the receivership with Scott Savage out of Dallas, Texas. They decided not to renew the marketing agreement, so the format is going to be changed. TLP, as we know it, is no more. Everything is gone. Honest Opinion, Citizen Report, Tom Jones, Michael Bays, and all the community correspondents, everybody gone.
So it sounds like there's going to be a big gap in the radio market, especially maybe in the African-American community?
And more than a gap. This is a 57-year tradition in Tampa. There's no urban radio station in the city this size. That's a change from God. And it's a lack of leadership in our community for economic empowerment, and lack of leadership from the religious community, community organizers. We should have seen a handwriting on the wall 2 years ago when the station was up for sale, you know, or before Straightway Radio even got the marketing agreement. It was up for sale. And we didn't act, and this is a consequence of not acting. And now, you know, how we get the boys out. You know, we still have the Florida Sentinel, which is a 60-year tradition. A 60-year institution. Hopefully, it just ain't like radio, though. You know, radio is a unique. You know, 2 days ago, Monday, President Barack Hussein Obama was on WTMP on the Tom Jones Morning Show, being interviewed by Tom Jones. That's the value of having an urban radio in your city. Connect the community politically, economically, spiritually. We had a diverse show with Muslims, Christians, and Jews, and everybody. In the community, Hispanic, African-American, Caucasian. And the station was just beginning to turn the corner with a new program director, Alex Jordan. It's unfortunate that Scott Savage didn't be receivership and renew our Straightway Radio marketing agreement.
And finally, what's your understanding of what the programming will be once the change is made?
There's no understanding yet. The new management team that come in after Labor Day, they should go country. It's not going to be R&B. It's for certain it's not going to be R&B. It could be country, could be Spanish, could be hard rock, could be acid rock. It could be all talk, could be right-wing talk, could be liberal talk. I know one thing it's not going to be. It's not going to be today's R&B. Best of the old school than today's R&B. It won't be that.